This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
This is the Sound Museum on Joy 94.9, your inside guide to the music industry with myself, Leo, and Jono this evening. Now, last week we played her hot new track, Loca, for the first time on Joy. Not only is she a singer, she's also a dancer and an actress. Joining us on the line from Sydney is Keda. Welcome to the show, doll.
Hi, thank you for having me.
We played the track last week and a lot of fans retweeted, which is fantastic. How have you utilised social media in your career?
I think social media has played a massive part in the industry these days as music artists and any career path, I guess. For me, it's an amazing way to kind of get your music and your product out to people on a wider scope. You know, before social media, it was really kind of hard to build fans all over the world, but now you sort of can. And I guess using that right, I can build a closer relationship with supporters and kind of see what they like, what they don't like, and kind of build a relationship with them, a one-on-one relationship where you couldn't really have that before social media. So, I love it.
Being an independent artist, you didn't have the labels behind you sort of doing things for you. It's quite hands-on. It's also really important to have a good team around you. What did you look for in getting those people on board? What were your criteria, I guess?
I guess for me, people who understand me as a person, like as a human, as well as an artist, and people who are willing, you know, to kind of really, who see the same vision that I have for my career when I kind of, you know, lay out all these ideas, people who will jump on that and understand and be able to work off that. And I guess people that I get along with more than anything, I mean, that's the hardest thing is finding people that you actually get along with, that you trust with your life. And that was the main point for me. I needed people that I trust around me, that I get along with, that are easy to work with.
A few weeks ago, Keda, on the show, we chatted with an openly gay singer-songwriter from LA. His name is Adam Tyler. And when I was researching you last night, I discovered that you guys did a song together. How did you guys hook up?
Oh, we did.
A blast from the past?
MySpace.
Really? Actually, back in the day?
Yeah, back in the day. I love Adam. I had just finished So You Think You Can Dance at the time, and I got together with a producer that I was working with, and he had an idea to kind of put an EP together, an album. And teamed up with Adam, and he had this idea for us to collab and sent this song to me, and that's how we kind of teamed up, and we've stayed in contact ever since. I mean, he's an amazing guy.
Well, make sure you check out his new album. It's been reissued online. It's called Shattered Ice, and it's brilliant. It's got 31 tracks on it.
Mm. Oh, that makes me so happy that he's still doing everything as well.
Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah. Hi, it's Keda, and you're inside the Sound Museum with Jono and Leo on Joy 94.9.
Now, Keda, as this is your first time on Joy 94.9, we know a bit more about you. So are you up for some quick fire questions?
Yep, shoot.
Okay. Your first CD you bought?
TLC album. TLC, self-titled.
You're in your bedroom as a young girl. Who were you hairbrushing miming to?
Britney Spears and Madonna.
Well, Britney Spears is probably, you know, she does mime a lot anyway, but...
Slave for you, Dave.
I didn't say that, did I? Artists who inspire you and why?
Shakira, Beyonce, Jennifer Lopez. I guess because these are powerful women who inspire young girls to, you know, be independent, to be that real woman, to take charge. And I just love powerful women, and I guess they express that through both them as just artists and through their music.
If you could do a concert with all the bells and whistles, what would you include? Obviously dances and costume changes.
Dances, massive dances, lots of costume changes. I probably, you know what, when I used to dream of concerts and stuff, there was this one thing that I wanted to do where I always, okay, I'm 5'2", never going to happen, can't be a model, but I always wanted to be one, obsessed with the Victoria's Secret models.
Yeah.
And I wanted to have like this massive production where there was all these kind of blocks on top of each other and there were models, you know, in every single one. And there was kind of like a catwalk show during the concert or during the opening somewhere or something like that. So that's something I'd like. Something different.
If you could
flying from the roof.
if you could dance with anybody, who would it be?
Actually, being on stage with Beyoncé would be epic. She's fierce.
She is very fierce. Love her.
Yeah.
You met One Direction when you were in the UK with X Factor. Who was your favourite? Any goss to share with us?
Out of the boys?
Mm.
I always really liked Liam.
So who was the nicest out of them all?
Oh, who was the nicest? All of them are really, really nice. Actually, you know who's really sweet? Niall.
I was going to say that because I've got a bit of a crush on Niall, actually. He's very cute. Because, I mean, my best mates are Irish, and when I hear the accent, I just melt. I love that accent. And I think he'll just be, yeah.
He's very, very sweet and cute and just yummy.
Speaking of fellas, the first time you met your boyfriend, Zach, was during X Factor. Your first impressions of Zach?
My first impression was, here comes trouble.
Right, okay.
He's so cheeky and charismatic and loud. And, as soon as I saw him walking towards me, I was like, here comes trouble. But he has one of the kindest hearts. And just really, really sweet, genuine guy, to be honest.
The most romantic thing Zach has ever done for you?
Oh, he's taking me to Bali for our 2-year anniversary. Yeah.
That'd be nice.
2 weeks.
Bit of sunshine.
It's our first, you know, romantic kind of holiday together. So that'll be really, really fun.
And finally, Keita, where do you see yourself in 5 years' time?
Hopefully still producing music. performing. Still being creative, you know, producing great music and clips and visually. And film, I love film. And I mean, in 5 years' time, what does that make me, 30 or something? Maybe married, I don't know.
Now, make sure you check out Keita's brand new single. It's called Loca, available right now online. Also, check out her previous singles and the video online as well. Also, follow Keita, that's K-E-E-D-A, on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram. Thank you so much for joining us tonight, doll.
Thank you for having me.
All the best for the single, okay? And coming to Joy next time you're down in Melbourne.
Yes, I will definitely come and see you.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.